Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of CPA Review and More. My name's Rob, I am our producer, and I am here tonight in studio with Jody Pidar and Phil Yeager. Phil, go ahead, take it away.
Well, thanks, Rob, and I will talk to Jody in a second. I just want to mention a few things. First of all, our show tonight, we have a sponsor. Rob didn't know this, okay? And neither does the sponsor know it, all right? Tonight, we are sponsored by Propel. This is the drink of choice. In fact, why am I mentioning this? Well, when I ran my live CPA review course many, many years ago, I used to drink Propel. And I would start every class by saying, this class is sponsored by Propel. And by the end of the cycle, most of the people bought Propel and they said, why don't you call them up and get a deal? Well, I didn't call them up and I didn't get a deal. End of story. Now, the next thing, I want to mention is also, people generally get me confused with Dr. Phil because I have a PhD. But I tell them, don't confuse us. Just look at Rob and you'll see the difference. All right, now. All right. Anyway, tonight, by the way, you know, we have a little small operation here, you know, and I didn't expect to get someone, you know, this, you're basically a star, are you not, Jody?
I am. I'm a rock star, a CPA rock star.
You're a CPA rock star. And we spoke probably about a few days ago to get to know each other. And I don't know about you, but my eyes had immediate contact with you. How about you, Jody?
Totally.
All right. So Jody has become my new best friend. Okay. And I'm very happy to have Jody tonight because I said to her, Jody, can you become a spokesperson for Yeager CPA Review? And she said, I don't take money for those types of things. But after talking to her 10 minutes, she became a sponsor because remember, money does talk. So anyway, no, she's not a sponsor. She's not a spokesperson. Right? That was a joke. All right. Now, I will introduce her in a second. Now, before I introduce Jody, all right, and by the way, it's over. Thank you, everyone. No. Let me mention someone. You know, people ask me, who influenced you in life? All right. Is it your college teacher, your high school teacher? Well, no. Let me tell you, really influenced me to be an accountant. All right. And it is, all right, for those who don't know this name, Luca Pacioli. Do you know who Luca Pacioli is, Jody?
Yeah, he invented double entry accounting.
Correct. Okay. And by the way, if you anybody had answered that, you would have won an all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii. But you didn't answer, so you're out. But anyway, if Luca was with us today, he'd be about 700 years old, all right? God bless him. But he inspired me, all right? Because he did not call it debits and credits. He gave it that Italian twist. He called it debitos and creditos, okay? And also, he ate Doritos. But that's another. All right. Anyway, let's introduce. Well, I'm not going to do it. Not let's us. All right. I have with me tonight, besides Rob, Jody Pidar. And I went to, by the way, I went over to the Google and I Googled her. And if I had to copy everything about her, it would have been 25 pages. But anyway, Jody, I'm reading from this, Jody. She's an accounting ambassador who was appointed by Donald Trump, right?
Totally.
Right? And also a bot advisor, all right? And we'll talk about what that is once I find out what it is. And also, she's known as the Radical CPA. Why are you known as the Radical CPA?
Because I'm radical. No, because a lot of things that I talk about and speak about are not traditional or ordinary to the profession. And so people sometimes kind of look at me and think that my ideas are strange or weird. But then like 10 years later, they follow them and they profess everything like they were their own. So it's a good name for me. And it used to be all about the cloud. And now it's about artificial intelligence and bots.
Okay. All right. Now, what have you said that people, you know, think it's strange and yet later on they basically say you're what? Correct?
Totally. They steal my stuff. No. Okay. So basically, so now do you know who Ron Baker is? The value pricing?
No, I do not know Ron Baker.
So when you think about Ron Baker and value pricing, right? I was one of the original people to not bill by time, not keep time, not track time. And a lot of people thought that was radical at the time, 10 years ago. And now they're all doing it and they're promoting it like they invented it.
I'm sorry, what are they promoting? I sort of missed that. What is that?
Oh, like fixed pricing, right? Fixed pricing and value pricing. Okay. And stuff like that.
And are you the only one who created fixed pricing?
No, but I was one of the early adopters who promoted it and really pushed it to the profession to get them to change. Because when you utilize technology better, you have to change your pricing model and you have to create a new pricing model, because ultimately, otherwise, it doesn't work anymore because technology changes the game for the CPA.
And Jody, how much did you make from that? Just kidding. All right, now, moving on here, okay? She also has a CPA firm called, is this it, the New Vision CPA Group?
New Vision CPA Group. Yep, that's my firm.
Why did you call it New Vision CPA Group?
So it used to be called James J. Matusik CPA.
I can see how you got that.
And that was my dad's name. That was his firm's name. And when I came in, I was like, oh, I need a new vision. And so my dad always says that he's the old vision and I'm the new vision. But quite honestly, we couldn't come up with a name. And then my husband's like, how about New Vision? And I was like, okay. But note to self, if you're naming your CPA firm, pick a shorter one, because nobody wants to type out New Vision CPA Group. It's just too long.
Did you think about using the Luca Pacioli CPA firm?
No. Not at all.
All right. I think that would have been good. And also, she is an accounting technology influencer. Well, she's influenced me. All right. What does that mean? How do you speak before groups and all that? And
yeah, I told you I'm a rock star, right? So
rock stars don't speak before groups. They sing. Yeah, they sing. But anyway, go ahead.
No, Bill. So realistically, I was one of those early adopters of all things technology. And so other CPAs look to me. They follow me. You didn't mention I have 645,000 followers. But
I was going to say I have more than 7 million, but how much? I'm sorry. How many is that?
I think it's like 645,000 followers now. But basically what happens is people look to me for the cutting edge technology. They want to hear what's what. They want me to kind of pave the way for them, because, you know, CPAs are sometimes a little bit risk averse. So they say, like, push Jody the radical out in front. Let's see what it does to her firm. And then we'll follow her. So it's actually not a bad place to be. It's kind of fun. So I get to tinker a lot with new tech and, you know, kind of have a tech feel to my firm as well.
So you have these followers from where? LinkedIn?
LinkedIn. And I have like 15,000 on Twitter. So, and then I have another 3,000 or so on Facebook. So, and you're my friend now, Phil. So
where am I a follower? Can I be on something different? All right. How about Twister? That's a good game. I'm a follower.
That's a great game, Phil.
What was that, Rob?
That's a great game.
Okay, it's a game. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you, can you explain what a bot advisor is?
Yeah, absolutely. So a bot is like, it's not a robot. So people think that bots are robots, but they're not like robots, like a robot like you would think, right? It's just an algorithm or a line of code that does a repetitive task for you. So instead of posting a journal entry, the bot could post the journal entry for you. So there's a lot of talk in the accounting space about artificial intelligence and bots and things, because people are afraid that they're going to take their jobs, right? Or that they're afraid, you know, of this new technology. But ultimately, bots are our friends. And so it's my job to be that accounting ambassador and to help people understand that bots are really friendly and we want to embrace them. We want to encourage them to come into our CPA firms so that they can help us do the grunt work. And then we as CPAs can do the higher level stuff that we want to do, whether it be advisory, whether it be complex journal entries, whether it be the other financial reporting stuff, and then just let the bots do kind of the day-to-day stuff that, you know, we don't really want to do as a CPA anyways.
Now, can you show us a bot there? Do you have a bot with you?
So they live in your computer, so you can't actually see them.
Wow, they must be crowded. They live in your computer?
Actually, you know what? So I have a little bot here. So he's just my sticker that's on my computer.
Okay.
He's looking at you. But no, they actually live in your computer. And it wouldn't even be in your computer. It's in the cloud somewhere. So I won't even say they're in your physical computer. They're in the cloud somewhere. And then they do their thing. And you just, you don't even worry about them. They just do their thing. And you just do your thing. And you let them do all the bank recs and all the stuff that accountants, or I should say CPAs, don't want to do, right? Because we want to do higher level stuff.
Now, your major type of work that you do is what, taxes?
No, I do it all, right? So we do, my firm does.
I should have known that. Yeah, what a stupid question it was.
No, my firm does bookkeeping and accounting and payroll. Well, our bots do our bookkeeping, right? Accounting and payroll, and then tax. And then we do advisory. We package it all together and we sell it for a monthly fee. Remember that fixed fee thing that not most CPA firms don't do?
Right,
so that was what we do. That's what makes us radical. We like to say that we're your business best friend because we love on our customers and we want to act like their best friend, right? So it's truly a partnership, not just a transaction-based relationship. And so that's what my firm does, but I don't really do that, right? So, like, I do writing and speaking. I'm that technology evangelist, right? I'm working with the bots.
Technology evangelist?
Yeah.
What religion is that, by the way?
It's the religion of bots and algorithms.
Oh, wow. I
just made that up.
Okay, I believed you, but... anyway, I want to ask you something. Being that you have all of this background, knowledge, all right, how did you get all this knowledge? I mean, where did you get it? Did you get it on
from Twitter? Yeah, what? From Twitter. No.
Twitter, yes. And don't forget your followers on LinkedIn.
Right.
How did you get the training?
No, so about 13 years ago, I left a mid-sized old-school CPA firm because I didn't feel like I was treated very fairly. We worked crazy hours and I didn't feel as a woman that I was treated the right way, right? That I was putting in more time and not being recognized for the work that I was doing. And so I left and I started a firm with my dad. And my dad told me to go find my own clients. So I learned how to build a business, which was the best advice he ever gave me. And what happened was is those clients looked like me, acted like me, talked like me, and used this thing called the internet. And so it wasn't called the cloud then, it was called the internet. And so I learned how to work with them using the internet, and I learned how to build the business. And then I went to social media to learn how to do this because all those people at the state society CPA meetings were not doing anything innovative at all. And I found a bunch of friends on the internet who were doing things just like me, and we created a movement. And then we got the profession to change and like become more like us. So that was like 10 years ago, fast forward now. And that's how I have 640,000 followers.
That was only 10 years ago?
Yep.
Wow. Boy, you did a lot in 10 years. Now, what did your father do? He kicked you out of the practice?
I kicked him out.
Oh, you kicked him out. Oh, that was don't go anyplace, Jody. You can stay. What was that, like a coup? Was that a coup?
No, it was a coup. So actually, I went through succession. So I understand both sides of it. Right? Well, I shouldn't say I haven't been successed out, right? But I've been on the succession. So when partners say what it's like to go through succession, I know what it's like to transfer that power baton. And it's not easy, right? I think I was lucky because my dad wanted to see me be successful. So he let me take more risks than I think other firm partners might take of a younger junior partner. But so because he wanted me to be successful. But yeah. And then about 3 years ago, we had a retirement party for him and we kicked him out of his office. And now he's not around anymore. I mean, like he's around, but he's not at the firm. So we had a retirement party for him. So that's how we.
Do you still? Was it a surprise party?
It was a surprise party.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't know he was retiring until he went to the party. And he had a big cake with a fish because he likes to go fishing. So we had like the fish on the cake. It was very cute.
Oh, also, while you remind me of fish, look right above to the left of Jody. Jody likes cows, right,
that
Jody?
Cow.
I do like cows.
Now, what do you do with cows? Do you collect them or collect paintings?
I collect cows. Wait, you're going to see him. You're going to lose me for a second, but you're going to see my cow. Wait, there he is. How cool is that?
You collect cows or pictures of cows?
So I collect pictures of cows and I collect cow statues. So, yeah. And actually my husband 2 weeks ago for Valentine's Day, he had the Chick-fil-A cow come and bring me cookies and a little stuffed animal. So we had a 7-foot cow in our office to celebrate. So who else, like, what kind of Valentine do you need except a cow bringing you cookies? It was pretty cool. And I was on the Facebook page.
With a cow?
Yeah. It was a pretty cool picture.
You see, I'm originally from New York, Long Island area. We didn't have any cows. They were against the architectural control. What was that? The Homeowners Association? We couldn't have cows. But chickens we were allowed. No, we couldn't have chickens. Did you have chickens?
No, I just like cows. I don't have cows. I just like them. I collect them.
What attracts you to a cow? I need to know this. I mean,
well, they're like adorable animals, right?
Like the udders? Is that it?
No, I don't. But they're friendly animals.
They're friendly animals?
Yeah.
How do you know they're friendly? I mean,
I've met a lot of cows in my day. I live in the Midwest. What do you want? What else do we? Yeah. And they make good ice cream. And what else do you need?
I don't live in the Midwest. So it's hard for me to relate to the Midwest.
Hey, okay? Phil, it's all about the dairy out there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Rob is from Wisconsin. Okay.
Right.
All right. He's
the derriere.
What about my derriere? I'm sorry.
Derriere.
This is getting pretty personal, Jody, you know? Anyway, no, it's, I've never really, have you milked cows? I guess you've milked cows, huh?
Yeah. But I like cows. I don't necessarily want to go to a farm and like hang out with cows. Like I'll take a picture of them or whatever, but that's like, I just like to collect them.
I'm glad you don't want to hang out with you. Do you have a lot of clients who are farmers?
No, I do have one client though, whose son is a dairy farmer. Well, son-in-law is a dairy farmer in Wisconsin.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a separate type of accounting, farming. Jody, don't.
But I don't do that.
Jody doesn't. Jody's always unhappy. Jody, cheer up. But no, isn't farm accounting like a different type of accounting?
It is, but I don't do farm accounting. I have a master's in tax.
That's because you're dealing with your 644,000 followers.
That's right. I'm into my technology and my bots more so than my accounting.
And
she doesn't like human interaction.
By the way, do you do cloud accounting too?
Well, I do, but artificial intelligence is next level cloud. So cloud is like, so yesterday, we're on to bots and artificial intelligence. So you got to keep up, Phil.
Well, I will certainly, when I get off tonight, start reading books on bots.
Okay.
Bots, and I'm going to go into the cloud.
Yes.
Now, we had someone on the other day who's a cloud consultant, you know? He's actually a meteorologist part-time. No, I didn't know, you know, I'm sort of a dinosaur. What would you call me, a dinosaur?
Yeah. All right.
But, no, this is like a language. I don't know how many other people. Do you think most people understand all this stuff with the bots and the cloud?
No, that's why they need an advisor such as myself to come help them take them through the transformation that the bots and the cloud are going to do to their firm, because it's really going to have a major impact, right? So we have to help guide them. So think of me as like a Sherpa, like that bot Sherpa, right, to take them along that journey.
I'm sorry, what was that? Sherpa?
Yeah, Sherpa.
Is that a Middle Eastern term? I don't know what that is.
They're like the person who like carries your stuff up the mountain.
Oh, that makes sense.
I thought that was a mule.
Anybody who's watching this, we're having a great time. Forget the rest of you. No, but go ahead. Tell me what this bot, whatever it's called. What is that?
Basically, you know, like if you climb Mount Everest, you have your Sherpa who like brings up all the stuff and like makes the path for you. So that's what the Radical CPA does, right? So I'm helping firms make that transition.
A Radical CPA climbs Mount Everest?
Yes, totally. Except I don't like the cold, so it might be a problem.
Well, you live in Chicago. You should be used to it by now, right?
Right. Yeah, no, I don't like.
I think we got off of this topic. Mountain climbing. Okay, so what? Tell me, you're a consultant with these people, all right? What's your typical person that comes to you for consulting? Well, who are they?
So a firm, right? So a mid-sized firm who needs help moving to the cloud and moving to bots and artificial intelligence.
Sorry, it makes me moving through the cloud.
I mean, really, when you look at what our bots do is they help replace talent. So we know that the hardest thing to do for a CPA firm partner is to find talent. We can't make CPAs fast enough. You know that, right? Like, we can't graduate enough kids. We can't get enough all the CPAs to pass the exam, like, to get through it. And so what the bots do is the bots help us with talent, which is our biggest pain point in the profession. So it's actually a really good thing.
Well, I went to a seminar yesterday. I won't mention where it was or who it was with, but there's actually 50% people less taking the CPA exam than 10 years ago. Okay? All right? And they asked, what can be done? Like, we know what's going to be done. What can be done to correct this? Now, you're saying, will bots replace these people who are not CPAs?
Yeah, I think bots will replace the lower level tasks, right? So they're not going to replace CPAs. They're not going to replace critical thinking, but they're going to replace all the data entry, all the rote stuff that used to be done by bookkeepers. And now, like, that's why I work for BotKeeper, right? Get it? Bookkeeper, BotKeeper, right? And CPAs are going to have to upskill themselves. They're going to have to learn data analytics. They're going to have to learn other more advanced advisory skills to remain relevant. And it's really a good thing, right?
Is there any schools they can go to learn this stuff?
Yeah, so you know that I'm going to NIU right now. I'm taking a class in data analytics and it's whipping my butt, right? Like, it's hard, but I'm actually learning quite a bit. And it's pretty interesting when you get to see what data does and how it's working. Like, it's funny because it's a different way of looking at business. But when you see, with your accounting background and your business background, and then you throw data analytics at it, like, it's like this whole new world has opened up, and it's like pretty exciting. Really is.
So what is the course you're taking at NIU?
So it's called Data Analytics for Accounting. It's a 400-level class.
Okay.
And they have to take it now for the CPA exam. So, like, it's like part of the, if you want to become a degreed accountant and, in the accountancy program, you have to pass this class. And then from my understanding, it's going to be on the CPA exam soon.
They mentioned it briefly, but I think the major problem that came up was the fact that less people are taking the CPA exam. And
now they'll make it harder, right?
No. They just don't know what to do about it, And they ask the CPA review course providers if we have any solutions, and we don't have solutions. I have solutions, but every time I would bring up a solution, they would say, oh, that can't be done. All right. So, and by the way, this is brought up at every meeting I go to. They always, at the end of the meeting, they say, they show you the graph and it says a decrease in the number of people taking CPA exam. All right. Anybody have any ideas? And then whatever we say, they say the same thing. Oh, that can't work. That won't work. And so, there's going to be a terrible shortage of CPAs, but hopefully, this artificial.
Should we give the bots a CPA exam? You think they could pass?
They would be what? They can become bottles. I'm trying to think of something. I just couldn't think of anything. Batlava? No, those are the Greek bots.
Right.
But do you, I have to tell you very honestly, teaching CPA review, a lot of people are coming out of school and they are poorly prepared. So now you're saying, well, they have to learn this artificial intelligence.
Right.
The question is, if they're not artificial and they're not intelligent, how are they going to learn artificial intelligence?
It's a lot of math.
Do you ever talk to college students?
Yeah, they're in my class. So, yes. And actually, my daughter's in college. So, I get it.
But I'm talking about, not at, what's you talk to just people where your daughter's going to college? What's her major?
No, So she's a journalist, and she goes to Loyola in Chicago. So, you know, they won the basketball last year, so it's a big deal.
But you're at Northern Illinois University. You're taking that.
Correct. My class is at Northern Illinois, and the kids in my class, they're like, I don't know, it's just different, right? Like, they know a lot of things, but there's a lot of things they don't know, right? So.
But you do realize, there are students coming out from universities, not the ones you mentioned, who really are not really prepared. They didn't learn a lot in accounting. So I question.
So my personal opinion, now I'm going to take this way off the other side.
Well, you are radical. Go ahead. Please. You're the radical.
CP. So I think, quite honestly, they need to learn to pass the CPA exam, and they're going to do that. But quite honestly, I think our next generation of professionals actually need a stronger liberal arts background, because they need to think creatively and innovatively and deal with the new technologies, the artificial intelligence and the bots that are coming, and kind of have a renaissance kind of background to them, as opposed to just being rote and knowing all the FASBs and all that stuff, because quite honestly, the computer's going to do a lot of that stuff for them. And so they need to be better at critical thinking and interpretation and really consulting. And to me, that's more important than just passing the CPA exam. So if you ask me what CPA should have in the future, is they should have a little bit less technical, and then actually a year or something of something that shows that they can actually be an advisor or some sort of advisory skill set, versus just, you know, being able to memorize a FASB.
Do you know where the big four, most of their revenue comes from?
Consulting.
Correct. All right.
Yeah. And that's what Anderson did. You know, that's how Anderson Consulting spun off, right? And they actually took not CPAs and taught them consulting and taught them accounting to create their consultants.
See, that's a good need, you know, versus, I mean, when I graduated, if you went to work for a CPA firm, you were an auditor. That was it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I couldn't even work in the tax department, because they only wanted attorney CPAs at that time.
Oh, wow.
So, and we didn't have consulting back then. All right. And, you know, so I was on the audit staff, and I found that to be very, very boring and tedious, but there was no other place to go. So now, you know, boy, I wish I had I could get into consulting. I think that would be interesting.
Right.
Because you do talk to people, do you not?
Yeah, no, consulting is fun. I mean, but you have to remember, not every CPA is like me. You know, some CPAs don't like people. So.
Really?
Yeah. Some like them, but some don't.
Well, you're a CPA. Now, what do you think made you like people? Did you not want to be like other CPAs? I mean, what? Basically,
so I say the reason I learned how to do consulting is because, remember my dad, he was a CPA. So I grew up in a firm.
You pushed out of the firm. Yes, I remember.
when I pushed him out, before I pushed him out, right? So yes. I grew up in a CPA firm before it was before home offices were trendy, because my dad did 1040s at night while I was growing up. So from the time I was six, I learned how to answer the phone and make an appointment, a tax appointment. Wow. And I listened to him talk on the phone in a consultative manner for my whole life. So it's so funny, because people say, well, how did you learn how to talk to clients like that? And it's like, you know how you learn more listening? So I listened to my dad talk to clients my whole life. And so it just came naturally to me. So quite honestly, that's why I think that I learned like that.
That's great. That's, you know, that's great experience.
But how do we train that?
Well, I don't know, because you didn't get just educational experience. You got real life experience, and that's great. Your father's very personable. I mean, I hate to ask.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, my dad is awesome. I mean, he was a total rainmaker. Like our firm, even before I joined it, right, he was a corporate tax guy, worked in corporate tax, Midas International, for like years. And then he did SALT consulting, and then, you know, always had the side 1040 business, whatever, which then when I joined, I completely revamped and changed.
Except for the bots, how many people work for you, humans?
So depends on the day, but I have
temporary help, but not daily help. Go ahead.
No, yes. So I have my partner, Alex, who really, Alex is a girl. She really does like controller level work and manages the bots. We have an admin, Lisa.
Sorry.
And then Maggie does wealth management. So, and that's like New Vision Wealth Management. So that's on the other side of the wall, you know, like, because we can't, like, you know,
in the cloud, right?
Right. In the cloud on the wall, right? So really, I have like two people who actually do accounting in our firm, and then we have all our bots.
So,
by
Jody,
the way, Rob, there is a question here. I see
yeah,
it.
So we have a question. What was your CPA journey like?
Jody, oh. Read the whole thing correctly. What was your CPA journey like, Jody?
So this is really actually a good question for me, because guess how many times it took me to pass the exam? So mind you, it took me five.
We had inside information.
I can read minds. Go ahead.
It took me five times to pass the exam. So I took it right out of school, and I thought that I was going to study for it, and I failed it completely, right? I was working at PW before the C, and I failed my exam, right? Then I took a little bit of time off because I was upset, like, I'm not going to do it, whatever. Then I took it again, and I think I failed it again. Then I took it. And I passed one part. Now, mind you, this is when you had to pass all four parts at the same time. Then I took it again. And would you believe I passed two parts and I got a 48. So I blew my condition.
You had to get a 50 on the parts.
Right.
The pass, right? Yeah. Okay.
So I blew my condition.
What's the sad story? Go ahead.
So then on the fourth time that I took it, I got, I think I passed three parts. And then on the fifth part, I passed the last time. So it was like 3 years where all I did was take that exam over and over again. But, you know, like for me, I think it's really important to tell all the CPA candidates out there that just because you didn't pass it on the first try doesn't mean that you're not going to be successful in life or in your CPA career, because at the end of the day, nobody cares how long it took you to pass it. They just care that you have those letters. And like, it really means nothing from the standpoint of how long it takes you to pass it. I've been like on the top 100 most influential to the profession for the last 8 years, and it took me five times to pass the CPA.
What does that mean, you're the top 100 influential?
It means that I win awards because people listen to me because they want to hear about my bots.
Well... I won't say what I'm thinking. But anyway, I'm sorry. I thought that was funny.
Well, have you ever had an interview like this before?
I shouldn't be laughing at you because you are 100 of the most people. What is that? Someone clearing a throat? What is that, Rob?
That was your laugh track, Phil.
That was a laugh track. Yeah. All right. Anyway, but who awarded you to be one of the 100 most influential? The most influential association?
No, Accounting Today.
Oh, Accounting Today.
If you ever read Accounting Today, that's where my blog is. So you got to start reading.
Oh, I read Accounting Today?
Yeah.
No, I read People Magazine.
Oh, well.
You have a blog?
You don't like TMZ? So, TMZ.
Who's TMZ?
Yeah. What about Going Concern? That's like the TMZ for accounting.
I don't read that either. I read Us instead of that one.
I think you follow me and you read all my posts.
Well, now that you're my new best friend, I will follow you.
Okay.
Okay. But I have to get to Chicago. Don't I have to follow you?
No, online. The cloud, Phil. It's the cloud.
It's the cloud.
Phil, she's not asking you to stalk her.
Though I do have some stalkers, but it's all good.
You have stalkers?
I do. Fanboys.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. CPAs who are in their mid-60s, that seems to be the right age that I attract. And they come show up in my office, and they, seriously, I kid you not, a guy drove from Philadelphia to Chicago, shows up at my office, and he says, I was in town, and I would like to say hello. And it was bizarre. Like,
and he said, will you show me your butts? He actually stalked you?
Yes.
Was he lonely? Doesn't have a wife?
No, I just thought it was strange that he, like, came and he didn't call first. like, I have people call me or email me and say, hey, can we spend, you know, can I ask you a question about technology? Can I, you know, and like, absolutely professional, do care. Like, I'm happy to talk to people. I'm one of the most warm and outgoing people. And if people like want to take a selfie with me after I speak, I'm totally all about it. But I just thought it was really strange that this man drove from Philadelphia and like didn't even like call ahead and said, and then he waited. And then like we pretended we had like I had a meeting, but then he said he would wait and he sat in my front office for 45 minutes. So then finally my admin was like, Jody, you got to at least say hello. So I said hello and I took a picture and then we scooted him out. That's weird, isn't it?
That sounds like a lonely man. Lonely man?
Does he have... You think he had nothing better to do?
To drive from Philadelphia to Chicago?
It clearly wasn't tax time.
You know what? He could get one of those Uber, or whatever it's called.
Uber.
Yeah.
Why does he become an Uber taxi driver?
He could have just Zoomed me like this, and we could have had a conversation. I totally would have spent...
With Uber.
I could have spent 15 minutes talking to him. We would have had a good time.
Did he take you to lunch?
No. Well, and we were kind of like, we were kind of freaked out that he didn't even phone ahead. So, like, my admin was very, like, protective of me. So she's pretty good like that. She keeps... You know.
At least
you
know, you've got a great gatekeeper at that front door.
With all those followers, I think you'd have security guards.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I might just need them someday. I told you about where they found me in Las Vegas, right?
You might.
Yeah,
have, but,
you were in your pajama pants, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where'd they find you in Las Vegas?
So we were at the Engage conference, the AICPA Engage conference. And actually, this was a younger follower, not an older follower. So he was in his mid-30s, and he came up to me, and I was in my street clothes. I was in my yoga pants and my Kohl's t-shirt, and he comes up to me, and he goes, "Oh my God, it's Jody Paydar!" And he like, I didn't know what to do, so I hugged him. I was like, "Well, it's nice to meet you." And my daughter was there, and my daughter was totally like freaked out because she's like, "What are you, Hannah Montana?" Like, you know, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, you have like a, you know, like, anyways, it was just, it's interesting. So, but it's fun, right? Like, I mean, I love my followers. I love my fans. I love to teach them new things about technology. I love to teach them all about practice management. I love the role that I have in changing the profession and having an impact on it. And so that, you know, I'll say the next generation doesn't have to go through the stuff that I went through because the business model is broken.
Well,
and that's radical.
Yeah, unless they start having more programs on cloud consulting or on artificial intelligence. You're already smiling. What are you smiling about? All right, artificial intelligence in the universities, the people are not going to really, they're not going to self-teach themselves. Is that right word, self-taught? So, you know, how many schools have programs on this?
Oh, a lot.
They do.
A lot. That's like for the last like 10 years, it's like all data scientists, you know, that's what you're like, everyone wants to be a data scientist. So, yeah, I mean, if you get online at all, that's all everybody's talking about. AI this, AI that, machine learning. It's all like the latest.
Is that computer science? Are you talking about computer science?
Yeah.
So what's
it's been around for a long time. It's just never been like mainstream, right? It was always like the dorks in computer who like did it all. And it was always like behind closed doors. Now it's like everywhere.
It's behind closed doors, huh?
Yeah, it was always the coders in their pajamas in a dark closet with air conditioning, eating Cheetos all day.
I'm sorry, what
I
was
like
that?
Cheetos. Do you like Cheetos, Phil?
Who doesn't like Cheetos?
Oh, no, I like Cheetos. Oh, I can't eat those. I'm diabetic.
Oh.
Yes, you know, it's the condition I'm working on. But, no,
it's the condition.
Have you ever thought about having all your followers at a meeting to greet you?
Yeah, they come to find me. I mean, they come find me all the time. You feel you act so surprised, but like you're kind of.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm just sitting here. What do you play? What do you do with them? Hide and seek? I don't understand this. They follow you. What? They find you?
No, they find me and then like they ask me questions and they want to take a selfie. That's like really their big thing. It's like, oh, can I take a selfie? And then they post it on social media and they tag themselves in it.
You know, I'm not going to get a selfie with you tonight, am I, Rob?
Well, Rob can take a screenshot, and then we can post it.
Okay, all right. By the way, did you answer the question? What was your CPA journey like? Did you go through that?
Yeah, I said 5 times.
Okay, all right.
Do we have any more questions or no?
So far, that's the only one that came through on the Facebook group.
Okay. Yeah. Where else would they come through? The cloud?
That is technically the cloud. Facebook is on the cloud. You don't have to install it, though.
I've only been on with you for almost 50 minutes, 40 minutes, and I already know where people are kept in the cloud.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Can people who are – do you find the people going into this – are there any specific age, or do you see anybody who's like 50s going into this?
Into the cloud? Honestly, I believe most of my followers are – I have two kind of sets of them, right? Like I have the next gen who are very young and following me because they want to learn and it's more like a mentorship, right? But then I have a lot of older CPAs who follow me because they want to know what's next, right? What's kind of cutting edge? What's interesting about them is, to me, those were the early entrepreneurs. They started their firms 30, 40 years ago, and now they get rebirthed by listening to me talk about all the new technologies and stuff because they were those entrepreneurs, and we just have to bring it out of them to get them to kind of retool their businesses so that their businesses are valuable for the next generation. And so that's why, like I said, I have a pretty big following of, like, you know, the baby boomer generation who, like, they respect me and they want to learn how to do these new things. So, and I'm happy to teach them. I mean, I love teaching. I have the heart of a teacher, and to me, that's like fun.
See, I'm afraid that I couldn't learn this stuff.
You could. It's easy. You just have to learn it like anything else. You just have to learn it. There's nothing you can't learn. You just have to put your mind to it.
Yeah, I wish they had people that, good teachers, who could teach this to people, but, you know.
What am I? Well, chopped liver? I'm not a good teacher.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say you're like chopped liver. No, I'm sure you are. Where do you teach? What do you teach again?
So I used to teach at Oakton Community College, and I taught Tax 244 for the CPA exam. But now, like, I teach radicals how to be radical, right? So I do consulting, and I'm creating a program called the Radical Residency that will take people who want to learn how to be radical through a 3-month program and learn how to be radical with a peer group.
We've got another question, by the way.
Awesome.
So this is from Morgan, and this is actually a question for Phil. This is a student who just purchased FAR.
Yes, good.
Could you provide some insight on how to best prepare using the content? Read videos,
What course are they taking? Do they say?
It looks like they're probably taking Jaeger.
I never heard of that course. Oh, they're taking our course. Okay.
Yeah, Jaeger.
So what? I'm sorry. What is the exact question?
Just purchased FAR. What is your insight on the best way to study the content? Read videos, the MCQs, etc.
The best way is, first of all, if they haven't, I would suggest they call me. All right. Because I do encourage people to talk to me, all right? And I can set them up on a schedule, but until they do that, all right, just put in the first video, listen to it, watch it, all right, and do everything that instructor tells you to do. And then after a week, call me, all right? And they can call up our office, and Sonny, who's in the office, all right, who used to be with the longshoreman, Sonny, no, he wasn't. Sonny is very nice. He'll give you my phone number. And also, he'll give you Luca Pacioli's phone number. And also, he'll give you Jody's phone number. Okay? And then we can have a Zoom call. All right? But no, he should call me up. Definitely, he should call me up. All right? Is that it? That was a challenging question. Ask me if I know what the cloud is.
Phil, we all know you don't really know what the cloud is. You just know that it's something you cannot touch.
Do you know I've been to the cloud, Phil? Do you know what? Have you ever been to the cloud? I've been to the cloud. So do you know how you get to the cloud? You have to have an IT person take you, and they scan your eyeballs and everything, and you have to give them your driver's license because it's super secure. And then you go in and you go through this biometric thing and you open, like, and you get there and you know it's there? A bunch of servers. It's the most boring thing that you've ever seen.
So they provide lunch? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I got to go to lunch after because that was the best part about the cloud. And the IT guy who took me, he was so excited. He's like, Jody, we're going to the cloud. And he was like, he couldn't wait to show me. And I was like, Byron, this is what we got. So this is the cloud.
Where was the cloud? Where was this cloud?
Actually, I was in Baltimore, Maryland. It's where, and his, my cloud used to be where, now I can't think of, Under Armour is. So my computer it's like an island or something, right? So it's super secure, right? It's like, so anyways, that's where my cloud was.
It's like Alcatraz.
Yeah, Byron took me to see it. I was so excited. And then I got there and I was pretty bored with it, but we went to lunch after, so it was worth
it. Yeah, all a server is, for anyone who doesn't know, just a very overpowered computer that takes up entire rooms and then tons of wires that connect it to the internet.
And the cloud consists of many, many servers, right?
Yes, there's always redundant backups.
I think when you say the cloud, for someone like myself, all right, you know, the first thing you do is look up, okay? All right. And of course, we don't see clouds here because the entire winter is overcast. So I don't really see the clouds. No, it sounds, how do you get into one of those clouds? Did you have to
Know someone. You have to know someone.
Well, you have 744,000 followers, so I understand that. Now, who's Byron?
So Byron Patrick is a cloud guy. He used to own the cloud. He was a cloud guy for CPA. So he, like, managed all our IT and stuff. And so he took me to the cloud.
Is that his cloud?
It was. He was renting it. Now he doesn't do it anymore. He's doing something new.
So you can rent clouds?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you rent the cloud. Amazon owns it.
Amazon owns everything. Right. What don't they own? That's the whole thing.
Right.
Anyway, do we have any more questions, Rob?
We do not currently have any other questions.
Well, I don't know why people don't want to ask us questions, because we have Jody, what's your last name, Jody? Jody
Bedar.
Jody is an expert. Can I call you an expert?
Absolutely, I'm an expert.
yes, Jody's an expert on the cloud, right?
The cloud, technology.
What are you listed? Well, you have a website for this stuff?
The Radical CPA.
Oh, that's your website.
Oh, my website is The Radical CPA, otherwise BotKeeper. You can go to BotKeeper.
So what do you write blogs on? What are your blogs about?
Practice management. So I'm a managing partner, right? So I write about new age practice management. That's why I'm radical.
And
because
that's
if you think about old school.
Going to accounting today? Is that where it's done, accounting?
Yep, it's on accounting today. I write on the back page every other month. Not so much. Last year I took a year off, but I'm just depending. A lot of times my stuff is on the back cover of Accounting Today.
And now,
I think it's, yes, go ahead.
I understand you have a podcast that you've been doing ongoing. When does your next episode come out? I know it's last one looked like was in June.
Yeah, so like I did some live events, which I actually like. I'd rather be live than on a podcast because I think it's fun. Kind of like Facebook Live, right? But actually, we're redoing it, and I think I'm going to do something for my 645,000 followers, Phil. Looking for sponsors, if anyone would like to sponsor my show.
Propel.
Pepsi will jump right on that one.
No, if you have a number of followers, you should be able to get
to it. Absolutely, I will. And then I'll be creating content for the profession. So probably around artificial intelligence and bots. Because you know I'm a bot advisor.
Yes, I think you told us that. And I think once you have this show, you probably won't have anything to do with us anymore, right?
Well, you're going to have to come on my show when I have it.
I'm an authority on bots. What would you want me to speak about, Jody, on your show?
I don't know.
He's great in front of a whiteboard with a dry erase marker.
Oh, God, I'm great.
Just don't teach me some sort of, like, far thing. I really, like, after I took five tries to pass the CPA exam, I forgot it all. So, like, I really could not pass it if I tried.
You know, I like teaching. I taught, this is interesting. I taught at community college. That was my first job. My favorite subject was business law.
Oh, I like business law.
And when I went to school at University of Rhode Island, I had a minor in business law because we had to take 3 business law courses. And I went in there. Now, you know, it's interesting. That was the best part. My highest grade was in business law.
On the CPA exam?
Yeah, and yet.
When did you pass it? My dad passed in 69.
I passed it in 1974.
Oh. So was it still all written?
It was still all written.
And was it 3 parts or 4 parts?
It was 4 parts. And once again, you had to pass 2 parts to condition.
Right.
And first time, I only passed business law.
And so obviously this was all well before the cloud too, right, Phil?
This is right before
absolutely.
You know, I would have gone into the cloud after passing.
I was too.
And then I passed the next time. And I'll tell you, my success of passing was really, I was director of accounting in this community college, and I taught every course that would help me pass the CPA exam.
Well, sure, because if you can teach it, you learn it. That's the best way to learn it.
And then I went in, I passed. So yeah, it's an academic. You know, they say now they want, you know, more critical thinking. You know, that's what they're aiming for, and more real life situations. It's still an academic exam. It's still an all these professional exams are academic. You know, so if you study hard, you can pass. And I think that's the problem. People today are not studying hard. All right, because
they don't know how to study anymore because everything is Googled. Right. So like even my kids don't study the way like we had to study because they don't need to because it's all at their fingertips and you don't get to use the internet on the CPA exam.
No.
So when I took it, it was the first year you could use a calculator.
Now, my big question is the way they currently teach math, the whole Common Core thing, how is that going to affect accounting moving forward? Is it going
goodness.
To?
I don't know.
You know, we can go back and say what's wrong with the educational system. But the problem is, and my granddaughter, all right, she can't do her multiplication tables, all right? And her answer is, why should she learn it, all right? They allow her to use calculators in the classroom.
Everyone's right? got one of these devices, a phone right. that has a calculator on it.
No, and that's sad. And it's just the basics, we can get into
it. It's just different. It's just different.
Yeah, I mean... The grammar is terrible.
But we're not going to need to know it because the bots are going to do it. So we're going to be good.
Oh, the bots are going to do it. Okay. Yeah. I have a feeling we'll be moving to Florida sooner than we think with the bots. But usually you don't have the bots in Florida. Usually you have the Gelmans, the Gilberts. You know, that's who we need in Florida. We have all the transplants from New York.
Okay. But,
anyway, no, I think it's very interesting. Now, I'm going to read to you, all right? And by the way, Jody is endorsed by certain people. You ready? She's endorsed by, you can tell me who these people are, all right? Do you know Arthur Werner?
I do.
Who is he that he endorses you?
Well, Werner Roker's seminars. He teaches all the tax updates. You don't know Art Werner?
No.
I got a funny story about Art Werner. Do you know he... do you know he, like, messes with Wikipedia? So, like, he puts in stuff that's, like, not appropriate or, like, that's, like, not true in Wikipedia and he waits for people to, like, update it, which I think is a strange thing to do. And he does that for fun. Talk about a strange
hobby. That's the crazy thing about open source anything on the internet. Anyone can edit anything, no matter how legitimate or bogus it is, when it's on Wikipedia.
But that's what the CPA attorney does at night. Like, he messes with Wikipedia.
Oh, he's a CPA attorney?
Yes, and then he waits, like, and then he'll tell you, like, his longest time is, like, 90 days before they caught that it was wrong or something. Like, he, like, challenges himself.
Is this his hobby?
Yes, I'm telling you, people are strange. CPAs are strange.
All right, let's mention another name here. All righty, this is a quiz. Mm-hmm. You are endorsed, now I know this gentleman, you're endorsed by Tom Hood.
Tom Hood's awesome.
You work at the Merrill Association of CPAs?
Yes, and I belong to the Maryland Association of CPAs because I like them better than Illinois. So I would rather give my money to Tom because I think they do really progressive things, and I'm not very keen on Illinois, so I pay Maryland and not Illinois.
That was a slight clap for that one. Right. And then the last person, here we go. You are endorsed by Amit Chandel. You know Amit?
No, I'm not. I don't know who that is.
It says here, I'm reading. You're endorsed by Amit Chandel, CPA, CTS, CTP.
Phil, did you get this from Wikipedia?
No, I didn't. I got it from Google. You mean we can't trust them?
No.
No, unfortunately, you can't.
He's one of my 645,000 followers. You never know.
Do you know Daryl Gillard?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Do you do work for him?
A long time ago, I did. I think he gave me an endorsement on LinkedIn.
That's probably where he's getting some of these from.
He's probably a friend of Luca Pacioli. Joe Pacifici. You know him?
I do. He was a student of mine.
Yeah, that's right. He was a student at Oakton Community College.
Uh-huh.
Jody, you're a great communicator, all right? And you were able to present complex subject matter in a way that was enjoyable and easy to understand. And Jody spent a lot of time in the cloud. That's what it says. No, it doesn't.
Well, that's a very nice endorsement. And when are you going to write yours, Phil? I'm waiting.
What do you want me to write, Jody?
I want a nice endorsement.
People.
What would your endorsement be for me?
My endorsement would be, all right, that I don't say this about many people, but you are a very nice, likable person. And, you know, you have a sense of humor. And I enjoy, you know, spending, you know, I better watch this. Your husband's going to kill me. I like talking to you, and I hope we don't lose contact.
No, you're my bestie now, right? I told you, we're friends on Facebook.
Now, of course, I will never have your knowledge in this.
In the cloud.
Yeah, in the cloud and the boots and the box and the, you know. No, I mean, I've been doing this for 41 years, okay? And, you know, people, I'll sit down, if they listen and tell them everything I've done over 41 years. And, you know, it amazes me what I've done when I talk about it. But I don't like to really talk about myself. It's not, it's just.
I do.
It is.
I appreciate it.
I know. Good. No, you know, I like to make people laugh. That's what I like to do, you know. And in fact, at night, when I go to bed, I go upstairs and make my wife laugh. Take my clothes off. But, you know.
Phil, it's a family show. Keep it G-rated, please.
Family. I don't see. Who has kids here? You know, family? Is there any families? What do they have? A six-year-old kid watching this? He's probably wondering what those balls. You know, he's confused. You know? If I watched this, I would probably say, who wants to go into accounting? You know? Really? What do you think?
Oh, I think they all want to become radical CPAs. They're lining up. So first, after they get their CPA qualification,
where are they lining up, Jody? Where is this lining up?
They're lining up at Jody's office.
They're coming. So wait, after they pass their CPA exam, maybe we should have a radical exam, so then they could be a radical CPA, and that'll be a new designation. What do you think the AI CPA will think about that one?
Just make it our CPA.
I don't think there's going to be a CPA exam someday, so we can have a radical CPA exam. That would be good.
Yeah.
What kind of questions would you put on that?
Oh, there has to be a lot, though.
And artificial intelligence, right? Pricing.
Pricing.
It's all about pricing, process, experience, right? All the things that are in my book. Social media, 645,000.
You have a book, Jody?
I have two books.
Well, do you have those? Are they there? All right, let's plug these.
I don't know where my radical CPA book is. You would think I would have one out.
Well, what's the name of your books?
The Radical CPA, New Rules for the Future Ready Firm. Yeah. And my second book is From Success to Significance, The Radical CPA Guide. Do you see a theme there?
Yeah, I do. Now, who published these books, Jody?
So Rick Telberg did. So at CPA Trendlines, and that's where you can purchase them. They're at CPA Trendlines. CPAreview.com.
And what do they go for so people will know?
Like $250 or $300, depending on the day.
Book? For the
yeah,
book?
Sometimes
take out the
coupon.
Second mortgage.
It's good stuff.
You can get one flew over the cuckoo's nest for less than that.
And actually, do you know that people buy books and you know 80% of the books that are purchased are never read?
No, I didn't know
That's
that.
Why Nook and Amazon are making a killing.
Right. Because people buy books because they're interested and then they never read them. But people write me reviews on my books. They send me, like, seriously, again, remember I said CPAs are an interesting group? They'll send me, like, 3 pages of notes about my book. And either they liked it or they didn't like it. But I always think, I don't think I would have enough, like, you know, I don't want to say time, but to take the time to write 3 pages of notes to an author. But I respond.
Yeah, how many pages? How many pages do you have in those books for $249?
What are you, my mother? She.
It's not nice to call me a mother on.
So my mom. That's what my mom says. How many pages is that? No, they're not. They're about 250 pages, 300 pages, about $1 a page.
But it's more than.
But it's value pricing, right? So just think about it. If you have a firm. And I have you, and you make material changes to your firm, and your firm becomes 25%, 50% more profitable, isn't it worth the $250 you spent on
it? Oh, definitely. How many books have you sold?
A lot. A couple thousand, a few thousand.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, my books are hot.
Yeah, I may call you afterwards and ask for a loan. You want to invest in something? Or?
Well, I thought you were going to sponsor my show.
I am.
Jody, it could be a two-way street there.
What was that?
It could be a two-way street on that one.
Yes, yes, yes. But anyway, Jody, I want everyone to put their fingers in their ears because I'm going to tell you, Jody, I love you. You're a sweetheart.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you didn't say you loved me, Jody.
I didn't. I didn't say it back. I mean, you know, like, it's okay. We just, you know, when I'm ready, I will.
You are, you know what, you're funny. You're funny. Anyway, Jody, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed doing this.
I had such a good time. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me inspire the next generation to let them know that they can become successful, even if it takes them 5 times to pass their CPA exam, that it's not the beginning of the end, and that I'm really excited for the future of our profession and where the bots are going to take us. So there's so much for them to learn.
Well, I think you can say, don't give up. If you don't pass first, second, as long as you don't give up.
Exactly.
Right? You can pass this exam.
Totally.
Jody, take care. Enjoy the rest of the winter. I hope it's a short winter. And I'm sure I will be talking to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Phil.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed laughing. So, you know, I hope you got some laughs out of this. And also, more importantly, some knowledge about bots, artificial intelligence. So anyway, thank you, everyone. Take care. Have a real good week and a pleasant evening. And thank you, Rob, for your help.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening to and joining us on this version of Facebook Live, Yeager CPA Review and More, with your host, Phil Yeager, and this week's guest, Jody Padar. Check us out on Spreaker, Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook to get the latest news on CPA Review and more. And if you're in the market for a CPA Review course, check out JaegerCPA.com. And don't forget to use that coupon code PODCAST to take 15% off when you're in that shopping cart. Till next time, everyone, take care. All right. Hold tight, everyone. I am logging into Phil's computer to turn off the Facebook Live feed.